Product flow analysis. A product flow analysis indicates the logical flow of manufacturing processes as raw materials are transformed into finished goods. While the results of this analysis do not require using a particular manufacturing environment, process type, and layout, the logical flow of materials may be an influencing factor and so is introduced here. A product flow analysis is often called a VATI analysis because there are four basic conceptual flows that materials transformation processes can use at a plant, and the shapes of the letters V, A, T, and I indicate how materials flow through the process. Exhibit 5-46 shows these flows graphically. Exhibit 5-46, Product Flow Analysis, VATI Analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a VATI analysis in part as follows. In the theory of constraints, a procedure for determining the general flow of parts and products from raw materials to finished products, logical product structure. Once the general parts flow is determined, the system control points, gating operations, convergent points, divergent points, constraints, and shipping points can be identified and managed. The flows are as follows, with excerpts from the definition in quotation marks. V plants, a basic raw material, the bottom of the V, is split into two or more products that diverge rather than being interrelated later. A V logical structure starts with one or a few raw materials, and the product expands into a number of different products as it flows through divergent points in its routings. For example, an organization that harvests trees might make various types of lumber, a plant. Various raw materials are transformed in their own production processes and converge at the top of the A into one or more final materials. For example, complex products assembled from multiple subcomponents such as automobile engines. The shape of an A logical structure is dominated by converging points. Many raw materials are fabricated and assembled into a few finished products. T plants. Raw materials are transformed using a single logical flow production line, but at some point, a limited number of basic units can be configured into many different end products at the top of the T, such as computers. A T logical structure consists of numerous similar finished products assembled from common assemblies, subassemblies, and parts. I plants. This is a basic linear flow for operations that use a production line or a continuous flow process to produce one type of end product, such as consumer packaged food. An I logical structure is the simplest of production flows, where resources are shared between different products, and the flow is in a straight line sequence, for example, an assembly line. Organizations that make multiple products might use several of these flows.